This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now. I'm Nancy Grace. Can we manage to get politics out of criminal charges against Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell? Will we ever find out the truth about the Epstein files? Democrats claiming Maxwell's prison transfer is a cover-up. Melania Trump threatening to sue Hunter Biden over comments linking her to the now dead accused sex trafficker. Let's go to Sydney Sumner for more.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Politicians are demanding answers from Attorney General Pam Bondi after Ghislaine Maxwell is transferred to a minimum security prison camp, usually off limits for convicted sex offenders, after she meets with Todd Blanche. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee say the highly unusual transfer raises substantial concerns the administration is attempting to tamper with a crucial witness, suggesting the move was a way to get Maxwell to provide false or misleading testimony. The committee now demanding the DOJ turn over all documents and information related to Blanche's interview of Maxwell and the decision regarding her transfer. Sources close to Maxwell claim in her meeting with Todd Blanche, she contradicted Bill Clinton's insistence Epstein was just an acquaintance. Maxwell says Clinton and Epstein knew each other well. Of course, those statements may just be a ploy to make herself more endearing to Trump for a pardon, as another Tallahassee inmate claims Maxwell tried to do with Biden, once overhearing the sex offender discussing dirt on Donald Trump while trying to appeal to his administration for a pardon. Meanwhile, several lawmaking committees are challenging the DOJ and FBI's claim that there is nothing more to release from the Epstein files. The House Rules Committee has invoked the Rule of Five to make the DOJ hand the files over. In a surprise move, the Justice Department agrees to turn over documents from its investigation of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein to the House Rules Committee as soon as Friday, but cautioned there are many records and it will take time for the DOJ to produce all the records and ensure the identification of victims and any child sexual abuse material are redacted. In addition to the Epstein investigation files, the committee also sought records about communication between President Joe Biden's administration and the DOJ with regard to Epstein. Separately, the House Oversight Panel issued subpoenas to former President Bill Clinton, his wife Hillary, and 8 former law enforcement leaders. Former Attorney General Bill Barr, who personally oversaw the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's death behind bars at the now-shuttered Metropolitan Correctional Center, has already testified in front of the House Oversight Committee. Barr may have been questioned about the missing minute in the 11 hours of surveillance footage he personally reviewed, and his conclusion that no one entered Epstein's unit the night of his death. First Lady Melania Trump has also had a hand in the ongoing battle, threatening to sue Hunter Biden for his claim that Jeffrey Epstein introduced the couple. Biden repeated the claim first reported in the Daily Beast by Trump biographer Michael Wolff. The First Lady's lawyer wrote a letter to the Beast challenging the content and framing of the article, leading to the outlet's retraction of the story. Biden then repeated these claims in an interview with filmmaker Andrew Callahan earlier this month, leading to a second warning from Trump. Melania's lawyer, Alejandro Brito, sent a letter to Biden on August 6th, demanding a full retraction of the interview. Brito demanded that Biden immediately retract the false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory statements made about Mrs. Trump, and apologize. Biden has not yet complied with any of the requirements, saying in an August 14th interview, That's not happening. Trump has reportedly moved forward with legal action against him, seeking $1 billion in damages to her reputation. The couple has not revealed who introduced them, but President Trump insists it was not Jeffrey Epstein. Will his administration finally make good on their agenda to release the remaining files? More crime and justice news after this. Authorities in California have filed a murder charge against the husband of a 39-year-old Redding woman who disappeared more than 15 months ago. The Shasta County District Attorney's Office charged Tyler McCain with one count of murder with a special circumstance of intent to prevent testimony and refiled domestic violence charges against him from 2023. Those domestic violence charges were dropped after Nikki Chang Say Lee McCain's disappearance. The Reading Police Department said Saylee McCain last spoke to her family on May 17, 2024. Her truck was also reported missing, but police found it a week later in western Tehama County, according to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Evidence of decomposition and blood was found in the vehicle, and it was determined the material belonged to the missing woman. Authorities said in April they had reclassified the missing persons case as a homicide. According to the district attorney's office, Tyler McCain admitted to a confidential informant that he killed his wife after a domestic violence incident on May 18, 2024. Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget acknowledged the frustrations over the lengthy investigation and the dismissal of the original domestic violence charges. She noted that without Saylee McCain's testimony, those charges would have been difficult to prove, but the new information changed the dynamic. Bridget said that McCain also faces several other charges, including weapons and ammunition charges, forgery, and for an incident earlier this year in which he was seen throwing items out of his vehicle and found to have Nikki McCain's burnt driver's license in his possession. McCain is being held without bond and is due in court for arraignment later today. A reward of up to $30,000 remains for information leading to Saylee McCain's location. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Major Crimes Unit at 530-245-6135. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.